and evening hours. Locally, tropical downpours, high temperature in the low 90s, and not as many storms on Monday. Stay on top of all this tropical weather action. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now, today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC. I see.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Police are investigating a shooting near a Montgomery Taco Bell. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard yesterday afternoon. Officers say they found a man shot with non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. An Alabama corrections officer has been arrested on charges of accepting money to help smuggle items into a state prison. Corrections officials say that Willie Jean McLemore Jr. is charged with using his official position for financial gain. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is threatening to sue over a panhandling ordinance passed last week by the Montgomery City Council. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says he will delay implementation for at least 60 days to address concerns about the legality of this ordinance. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The state of emergency as a tropical storm now bears down in the Gulf. New Orleans already underwater.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta says accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein wouldn't have served any time in jail over a decade ago if his office hadn't stepped in.
President Trump won a major legal victory when a federal appeals court dismissed a lawsuit that alleged his Washington, D.C. hotel violated the Constitution.
An arrest at Buckingham Palace saying a 22-year-old man climbed over the front gate at 2 in the morning. The Queen was home. He was taken into custody. He did not have a weapon.
A California couple accusing a prominent fertility clinic of a shocking mix-up.
Told that a couple in New York who had their procedure on the same day had given birth to the Manoukian's biological son.
Britain's ambassador to the U.S. is out after leaked documents revealed his harsh opinions of President Trump.
Thousands celebrated the U.S. women's national soccer team through the streets of New York.
I try to be like that at practice, and like I try to do my hardest like them.
We're just really proud of them winning the World Cup.
I just love them with all my heart. They're like my heroes.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Mars Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer. Give him a big thumbs up. Also, first-time callers can get in on the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. One of the things that you can do today, they have the roaster chicken, $7.99 for $5. That is a bargain and is really, really good. And I've almost perfected how to get that thing done. Put a little tent over and put it in the oven and warm it up. And then get some of those Yukon potatoes.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
good.
Yeah. And I like your idea of the Parmesan cheese.
Oh, yeah.
On there. I'm going to try that today.
Shaved Parmesan. It's good.
Parmesan, I'm sorry. I'm going to give that a shot. That sounds really good. And what I did last time is I like the dark meat, and then I took the breast part, and I then cut it, and then heated those separately in a little bit of gravy because I need the moisture on it. And it was really good. Really good. And you just have to kind of let it soak in there and do it very slow and low.
Yeah.
But it's really good. Let's kind of stay on some local two things here. WSFA did a story on panhandling. You heard that in the clip that we just did from WAKA talking about it. Let's play the story and see what you guys think.
By someone asking for money in downtown Montgomery may soon be a thing of the past. A new law will soon be going into effect that outlaws panhandling on city streets and in public places. There's already a state law that prohibits panhandling, but this ordinance from the Montgomery City Council will include a more comprehensive list. WSFA 12 News reporter Samantha Day explains.
It's not hard to spot people on the streets of Montgomery asking for money. That's why the Montgomery City Council passed a new ordinance against panhandlers. Councilman Arch Lee proposed the new ordinance, saying aggressive panhandling has gotten worse. According to the new ordinance, first offenses will get panhandlers 2 days in jail unless suspended by the judge. But further offenses guarantee jail time.
My vision, and I met again with the police several times, but even in drafting this, is the first time, even not necessarily arresting them, but saying, hey, we now have an ordinance on the books. If I catch you out of here again, I'm going to take you in and it's going to be suspended. But after that, it's penalty on top of penalty, and the penalty being time in the city jail.
According to Lee, it will be a few weeks before the new ordinance is enforced. Samantha Day, WSFA 12 News, Montgomery.
And the city council passed that ordinance unanimously by a vote of 9-0 there at Tuesday's meeting.
So, audience, what do you think? First of all, where are the hot spots that you see panhandlers out there? I live in McGee Estates, and I always get off on the Ann Street exit and cut through my little back way to get to my house. And there seems to always be panhandlers down in that area where people kind of carousing under the bridge. Another place is when you come up on the ramp on the Eastern Bypass.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a very popular place for somebody to be standing and then kind of hitting that traffic. And then also when you get off on Taylor Road, and that seems to be kind of a popular place.
It's pretty much, in my experience, all of the gas stations. Some of them are worse than others. Some convenience stores are. Like when I lived in Cloverdale, the convenience store on Mulberry Street right there. Mulberry Street and Carter Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That I would get hit up a lot. But I go to the MAPCO on Perry Hill and Atlanta Highway. That's close to where I live. And it doesn't happen all the time, but I've been hit up there several times in the last year. So it's...
Yeah, I've got asking for money written on my clothes somewhere.
With my new car, which really wasn't that expensive, folks, it was... people are hitting me up now.
Yeah, I think your money bag's Joey, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, no, man.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Dan, I was thinking about the panhandler thing, and I thought of a way around it for those that they're panhandling. They need to arm themselves with a squeegee. See, all they're offering the public right now is a song and a dance. You know, if you're out there and you want to become a private businessman, a contractor, you could call yourself, you're out there offering, you know, like an old-timey full-service gas station, check your tire pressure, look under the hood, clean my windshield. Well, I'd be happy to kick in a couple bucks. And that's my two cents on that, man. They need more squeegees.
When did the panhandlers in Montgomery get so sorry?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. How come he's driving that new Mercedes out here?
But you get you a fine squeegee at the Dollar Tree, $1, and you're armed and you're ready. That's it. That police won't give you any trouble.
Where is the biggest spot that you see panhandlers?
It's always right there at the bypass and in the I-65. I just stopped at the here at 231 at this Liberty gas station, hanging around there for some reason. But I'm like a lot of people in Montgomery. I remember, we just watched as that has become a thing over the last 20 years. People hanging around those stations, and people do need help, but it's gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
Like I said,
I tell you another thing that I've noticed downtown. When you're driving on Dexter Avenue, look off to the side. And somebody sent me a picture of this, and then I finally saw it on a first-hand basis. There was a guy out there who had a hot plate, and he was cooking out on the street. And what he does, they have the plugs in there for the lights that go up in the trees. And so this guy was plugged in his hot plate and had a can of soup, and he was heating it up out on Dexter Avenue.
You know, that's amazing, Dan. I don't get downtown nearly as much as I used to. Back, my father was railroading, and I was down back and forth through there quite a bit. But, cooking downtown, that'll get you in trouble. You don't need a business license to wield a squeegee. But the food inspectors liable to come around and give him a hard time.
Oh.
Anyways, man, I'm enjoying your show, Dan.
Thanks, Sam, for the telephone call. Appreciate the conversation. Yes, sir. Let me go to Jimmy. Jimmy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, here's something y'all haven't hit on yet that is not talked about very much, but I've seen it myself with the adults. People that just want to collect money are using children to do that, and they'll use any kind of device they can. They'll have a little picture or something on their little bucket that shows a church, and they're getting the kids to say, "Hey, would you donate to my church?" They hit me up at Sam's one day, and then when I got in the car and went down the street to a gas station, well, lo and behold, there they were again. And I asked the little girl, I said, who's here with you? And she said, my mother. I said, well, you go get back in the car with her. Y'all need to go somewhere else. That's just this as much panhandle as anything. Man, you not donate to a church.
Yeah. What Sam's? Where was that? At Sam's?
On the Boulevard in Montgomery. Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I have noticed that every once in a while, I'll be pulling up to 231 in the bypass, right where the old Eastdale Mall, where the Montgomery Mall was. And there'll be people out there with buckets going out as if they're raising money for the Nation of Islam or something. I notice they never go to a white person's car, but they'll hit up other cars.
That doesn't surprise me either. That doesn't surprise me at all. Because I see them out there and they got their little reflective vest on, like there's some, professional something.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes people think, we need to give them. They must be legitimate. No, they're not. They're just taking money. That's all.
Jimmy, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I want you to have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I was very... The most disturbing part about this whole deal is Southern Poverty Law Center even considering bringing the suit. And it goes to show you how little they have to do. They call themselves the Southern Poverty Law Center. Do they have a homeless center to help homeless people?
They do have poverty in their name. So are they helping?
Yeah. So what damn poverty are they preventing, guys? And I have close contacts, and Joey might mention to you, I have some customers at the top of this organization, and I have asked them about what's going on in other countries and Muslims and how women are treated and all this kind of stuff. I said, why aren't you boys getting out international and getting something really done with all this money and influence that you have? As far as the homeless, we almost have none of them here in Montgomery. Go live in Atlanta for 15 years and see how many homeless people there are on the street.
Oh, yeah.
The squeegee pisses people off a lot. This man's giving bad advice, and somebody walked up to my truck with a squeegee in Atlanta. We got to where we were pretty rude to them. A lot of guys got guns pointed at them. So,
yeah, that was a big thing in New York that they shut down.
Yeah, yeah. And the worst part, Dan, it's a traffic hazard. These guys are standing in intersections. Already nobody's looking at the damn road. They're looking at their phone. And these bozos, that's alone is enough to keep these people out. They're in busy intersections, dangerous places for pedestrians to be standing. I can't believe it's even allowed for that reason alone.
What? Tell me where you think the hot spots are for panhandlers here in Montgomery.
Oh, it's going to be the Eastern Boulevard ramp onto from 85 south.
Yeah.
There's always a couple people there. These guys are pros. Just like some of the other calls said yesterday and Todd Strange, they go, and they were all over Atlanta. All these damn homeless people had cell phones. You know, I'm sorry.
well, they could be Obama phones now.
Well, they weren't. They weren't then, but I'm sure they are now. But this is an old trick. It's been going on in the 80s since Atlanta, and it's an annoyance. It's dangerous. People don't need to be walking up and touching my car. I'm gonna get tired of it, and somebody's gonna get hurt. Thank you, guys. Roll Tide.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate
Go
you.
Go Trump.
News Zone 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're gonna be back right after this.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
.27292 this is where we are.
Midway Hawker's calling, try your luck with me. Mary goes
So thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give him a big thumbs up. Also, we call it the TGIF Eve edition of the Dan Moore Show. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, I appreciate it. How y'all guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm on the right side of the dirt.
There you go, buddy. Any day above ground is a good day, huh?
That's right. Hey, I won't take up with the panhandlers. I don't think the people hurt nobody. And most of the people calling and complaining about it, not giving them any money anyhow. All they do is stand there with a sign. And probably a fraction of them really need some help. And if you cut that out, then they won't be able to get any help. But they don't bother me. I ain't never come almost close to hitting anybody. They never have approached my car, you know, when I didn't want them to. So, you know, I don't know what all the complaints are about outside of just being a, seeing them and being an eyesore. But anyhow, I just wanted to put my two cents.
No, we appreciate you putting your 2 cents worth. I tell you a situation that I saw one time, and it was at the end street coming down the ramp of I-85 going south, is this guy had a shopping cart. And they've actually pushed, they built this thing where you can ride a bike or, you know, or go, you can use a grocery cart. And he had put it and stopped the grocery cart, and he was going down with a sign trying to get money. Well, the grocery cart got away and went and hit a car. The car was standing there parked, couldn't do anything. And the car was in front of him, the car and behind him, and the thing just kind of got loose and bam, hit his car. And then he tried to open his door, and it scratched his pane again. So the guy, the guy was reasonably mad at that. And the guy didn't even try to go over and, I mean, it just really was a ridiculous scene. And then finally the car in front of him left, so he got back in his car, pushed the threw the grocery cart over on the side and then took it and then left. So, you know, they can do some things like that every once in a while. I don't see something like that very often. And I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to do it downtown only. And I can tell you what the motivation is behind that. They don't want panhandlers talking to our guests or visiting from out of town. That's what they're trying to do.
Well, I mean, can't you have a presence of the police down there and let the police deal with them?
Well, that's the difficulty, is that when there's not a lot you can do about it. But if they have this ordinance, you can do something about it.
Well, to be honest, I live by scripture and what the Bible says, mm-hmm. and we're supposed to help our neighbors, and that's just the way I see it. But, I understand, but, you know, I just...
Yeah, I was hungry and you fed me.
That's right. You know, I can't pick and choose who is in need and who is not in need, but I can do the right thing and try and help somebody.
Yeah.
And what they do with it, that's their problem. You know, that's their problem with the Lord. It's not my problem.
No, that's...
But I want to do the right thing.
No, I think that's good.
Well, y'all have a good day, and I enjoy the show.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you, buddy.
All right.
News 793.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Thursday. Let's go to Sue. Sue, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey.
Hey, Sue. How have you been?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing very good. Are you down at the beach?
Yes, I am.
Okay, be careful with the storm coming in.
I know. Yesterday it rained on and off all day, but today is much prettier.
It was amazing the temperature difference I've noticed in Pensacola. It was like 74 degrees there when it was 89 here. I assume that was the rain.
Yeah, it's those clouds. But I'm one that believes the beach is good anytime. So
there you go.
About the panhandlers, I see them a lot around Baptist South. And especially at that turn there, you know, to come off of 65 onto Southern Boulevard. And sometimes that guy has a dog. And I think... I mean, the dog's sitting out in the hot sun while he dances around with a flag. And I just think he needs to be arrested on the spot.
I know the guy you're talking about. I came off that exit, and I was going to turn left to go over to Dairy Queen. And there was this guy that was right at the ramp coming off 65 going south. And he was playing like he was playing golf and...
Right. Yes, that's the guy.
He was a little wacky.
Yeah, I mean, he had these, like, goggle glasses on the dog and everything, and I thought, you know, if you have money to play golf, buy flags, you know, get goggles for your dog, then you don't need my help. You need help, but not my help.
Yeah, well, he may have just found those things. You know, people can be pretty creative.
Yeah, well, that's very true. That's very true. But I just didn't see any water for the dog, and you know how I am about animals. So.
I do know how you are about animals.
Well, have a good day. Thanks for taking my call.
Great talking to you, Sue. You have a great day. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Midway Hawkers calling, try your luck with me. Merry-go-round, wheezing, same old melody. A thousand ten-cent wonders, who could ask for more? A pocket full of silver, the key to heaven's door. Lakeside Park, willows in the breeze. Lakeside Park, so many memories. Laughing rhymes, midway lights, shining stars on summer nights.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. Want to maximize and restore lost fuel economy? Right now, buy one bottle of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Home Depot has new lower prices on Traffic Master laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful wood look floors that'll stand the test of time and teenagers and their friends. With Traffic Master, you'll rest easy knowing your floors can take whatever life dishes out. Even easier, knowing nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. Today is the day for doing Traffic Master laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A scramble to stay safe as Tropical Storm Barry churns closer to the Gulf Coast.
Please, be proactive. Do what it takes. Clean the drains. It all matters.
LaToya Cantrell, mayor of New Orleans, where much of the city is underwater.
The Mississippi River, it is so swollen because of all that flooding that we reported on up in the Midwest. It's all made its way down here. 16 feet in a lot of spots as of today. And the reinforced levee system protecting the area, 20 to 25 feet in some spots. There are big concerns about storm surge.
Fox's Casey Stiegel. An announcement from the Ohio hospital system where an investigation showed excessive painkiller doses were given to dozens of patients who died. The Mount Carmel Health System announcing 23 more employees fired and a leadership change coming. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we continue to track the progress of newly born Tropical Storm Barry in the north central Gulf of Mexico, our forecast is for another hot day with a high around 94, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening into tonight, enhanced by the tropical moisture around Barry, low tonight 75. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and storms, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours, locally tropical downpours, high temperature in the low 90s, and not as many storms on Monday. Stay on top of all this tropical weather action? Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819. Fagan Pool Service.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Before we go to Rodney, let's pick up John, the Fresh Market winner. Hey, John, congratulations, my friend.
No, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Well, you're the winner of the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Tell me what your schedule is like today.
Get off at 3 o'clock.
Okay, but you're out at Danley. So it'll take you a little while to get there. I can get that card to you today if you'd like. I'm going to go to Fresh Market right after the show to go pick up the roaster chicken for dinner tonight, and I can get the card to you then. How long would it take you to get there from work?
I'm not sure what's the location.
It's on Perry Hill Road and Carmichael Road?
Probably 30 minutes. Give or take, depending on traffic.
Do I have his cell phone number?
Yeah, I just texted you.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll meet you over there around 3:30, and I'm wearing a yellow shirt with blue pants, and to get that card to you.
Yellow shirt, blue pants. Yeah. All right, I appreciate it. I'll see you around 3:30 then.
Thanks, John. Sooner the better for me. Thanks.
All right, could you also send the address again in a text?
Okay. We'll try to do that, or maybe we'll announce the announce it for you over the air. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I'm giving him something. They're making me work.
I can send him a text.
Can you send that to him? That'd be great. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
We are excelente.
That's great. Hey, how a great job our president's doing. I mean, it's just fantastic. I'm just so happy for all the American people and America in the whole. I mean, I'm just so happy that we got Donald Trump as our president. Let's move forward a little bit here. I like to give to people, too. And when I was younger, back in high school, believe it or not, on the weekends, I had a little health card I went and got, and I sat on the corner and sold little bags of an apple, a banana, and an orange, and I could sell it for $2, and I could make a dollar off of it.
All right. Entrepreneur.
So that's something that the kids in Montgomery can look at if they're really interested in trying to do something like that. But the panhandlers, some of these guys need it, and some of them don't. Y'all talked about a lot of different things, and I understand everybody's point of view, but the one point of view I haven't heard is the people who pull over or roll down their windows and get stabbed, shot, or seriously hurt by some of these individuals who are pretending to be panhandlers, and then they create an assault or something more worse than that. And I think we had an incident in the national news not too long ago with a lady who rolled down the window to do something at a corner, and the individual stabbed her or did some other stuff to her. So that's my point of view on that. And there was one other thing I want to talk about, because I heard it on the pre-thing with the commercial. They're talking about New Orleans and the storm and everything down there. If you remember, it wasn't about a year and a half, 2 years ago, they were having a bunch of light rainstorms down in New Orleans, and everything was flooded. Well, you know, FEMA went down there and took care of that for the city of New Orleans, and a bunch of Democrats down there that ranked that city so bad, it didn't take them 12 years to not fix anything, let all the drains get clogged, and the pumps all messed up again. So you know what? If anybody in New Orleans can hear this, if they ain't streaming it, I hope they got enough sense to get out of there. Because I think the only thing that probably will flood is New Orleans. Jefferson Parish, from what I've been monitoring, everything down there is fine. They're all pumped down and ready to go. And once again, this Democrat-ran city, there we go.
Yeah, it's...
I just wanted to point it out.
Yeah, the whole thing on Katrina, that was a whole bunch of Democrats not doing what they're supposed to be doing and doing it wrong and blaming somebody else for it.
Yeah, of course. And like I said, Landry's been in there for the last couple of years, and he just got out of there. And he was running around building basketball goals and courts at night for the youth and all this other stuff that's sitting there desolate. Nobody uses all these millions of dollars they spent, and they got pumps that are not running now and not operational, and they ain't maintaining the system again. So, you know what? They want to say what Trump did today, every day, again. Well, guess what? The reason the city of New Orleans is going to flood is because a bunch of Democrats is running. And they probably done lined their pockets with all the money. They didn't clean no pipes. They didn't shore up no levees, and they let the pump just go to, you know, whatever. And so... when they flood, everybody can holler, but I'm going to know where the truth lies at.
I like that.
You know, it's amazing that Kenham, Metairie, the North Shore, all these places don't flood, and nobody catches on to none of this. So why is the city always flooded? They neglect their duties as civil servants, and they don't do their jobs. They pick up their check every week, but they don't do their job. And so you know what they say, Dan. You reap what you sow. So
there you go.
All right, guys. Look, keep up the good work, and I'm gonna keep listening. And go Trump, man. I mean Trump. I ain't got tired of winning yet. I don't think I'm gonna get tired of winning.
You have a wonderful day.
All right, y'all too, guys.
Thanks. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday, Thumbs Up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. Let's see, let's go to the fantasy football story here. There's another local story, meaning state of Alabama. We're talking about a fantasy football sports company may be running in Alabama. Let's listen in.
Sports is making a comeback in Alabama thanks to a recent change in state law. Now there are a couple of companies already offering these online games in our state, and political reporter Lydia Nussbaum is joining us live now to talk more about it. Lydia, this is not the first time that we've seen daily fantasy sports here.
That's right, Mark. Back in 2016, fantasy sports operators were shut down after Alabama's former Attorney General Luther Strange said online fantasy sports betting sites were illegal. But that has changed. It changed earlier this year after lawmakers passed new legislation.
Sports are a big deal in Alabama, and daily fantasy sports operators are trying to tap into that market.
With Alabama, our historical data has told us that really two main sports are going to be key, which is college football and NASCAR.
Daily fantasy sports games are now legal in Alabama after lawmakers passed legislation earlier this year. Two major fantasy sports companies, FanDuel and DraftKings, currently offer paid contests in the state. Daily fantasy sports are online games where players pay fees to put together imaginary teams made of real athletes, and they get scored based on the performance of their players. Top performers win cash prizes. But still, some question whether it is a game of skill or chance.
We do believe that it's gambling.
Gambling is illegal in the state.
Especially online gambling. It's open up to the younger generation. It's highly addictive. And we just think it's going to bring a lot of problems to our state.
Others say it is mainly a skill-based game.
And then you're competing really against the lineup-building skill of other fantasy competitors.
The new Alabama law allows some operators in the state legally right now. Others can apply with the state later this year.
Now, the general fund will get some money from this. The exact amount is unknown, but companies would be taxed around 8% every year. Mark?
Interesting, Lydia. Thank you. At least 40 other states do allow some form of paid fantasy sports content.
Have you ever done fantasy football?
Yeah. Yeah. I think the idea that it should be illegal is absurd.
I mean, if it was straight football betting,
yeah, that's one
that
thing.
Would be something different. But if you put together,
you can research it and put together a pretty good team.
Yeah,
there is an element of chance, just like a general manager actually putting together a team. I mean, you can get the best players out there, and they have a bad day. But it's the libertarian in me that's just so frustrated. That's illegal.
Well, I mean, it's fantasy football.
Right.
I mean, what you're doing is it's not Alabama playing everybody else in the world to see what the line is. It's you pick out players from all sorts of different teams, pull them together, and who's got the best stats, and the stats are what wins.
And it makes a college football Saturday even more fun because you have your teams that you really care about, but now you're going to care about all sorts of different teams and different games and what were the outcomes, especially if it's a daily thing. Not a season-long lineup.
I've never done fantasy football, so
it's fun.
But I know a lot of people that do, and particularly with the pros. And I'm not sure what's wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, money. There's money involved. So.
And how addictive is fantasy football?
Well, let me be clear.
Well, anything that you're so are you betting on fantasy football?
No. What I've done is a traditional fantasy football league where you have a draft with 10 guys in your league and 10 guys I know. And we all do a draft at the beginning of the year, and that's your lineup for the whole season. And you compete against one another, and then you get into a playoff, blah, 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 blah. This is daily. So
who's controlling that, though?
We can
is
set
a computer.
It's on ESPN. It's on ESPN, and we set a commissioner. And if the commissioner does anything too ridiculous, we'll
fire him.
You know, yeah, we'll make him pay.
So, I mean, I would think there would have to be some type of analytics that are driving everything. So, you're trading somebody that's not performing. Mm-hmm. You're getting somebody else, and so you're paying this company a fee for doing analytics?
This is free, and sometimes we'll put up money amongst ourselves. What I'm talking about is kind of your classic ESPN fantasy football last a whole year. Your lineup can change if you pick up free agents, drop players, or trade. What this is daily, so it's like it's a college football Saturday. You go to one of these websites and go, I want to play fantasy football just today on this Saturday, and I'm going to pick a lineup. And it's going to be, you know, there's more of a you put money up sort of thing. So there is a betting element to it in the sense that I'm going to pick these, you know, 10 players, these 11 players and have them. I'm not sure how it breaks down because it's usually in our league, you know, you get one quarterback, two running backs, one flex player, two receivers, a tight end and a defense.
And if your guy gets hurt?
Then you get rid of them and drop them and try to find somebody in the free agent market. Well, and if your guy gets hurt on a daily play, I don't know.
If anybody wants to try to educate us on this, I would apply. I looked up the DraftKings, and looking at it, it seems what you do is you're putting together a group of players, mm-hmm. and you're paying them for doing the analytics of this, and then if of all the people that are putting money in there, whoever's got the best stats out of that group, then you're getting, it's like you're right. You're winning,
mm-hmm.
type thing.
Yeah, there is an element of skill in terms of picking players well. And understanding if you're doing a daily game, for instance, you need to understand matchups very well. You know, if you're picking
but you're actually using the stats that actually happen from the game, though, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So when you're saying doing it daily, you're doing it on the day that there's a college football game.
Right. Yeah, it's a college football Saturday. I want to play fantasy. I've never done daily, so I don't know.
Well, when I first looked at it, I was wondering, can I pick the entire Alabama football team, and then I'm going to go against somebody who's picking the entire Auburn football team for an Iron Bowl game?
I
that would be like
know.
Straight betting to me. Let's go to Wayne. Maybe Wayne has an answer for me here. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, good afternoon. I have never played fantasy football or any other fantasy sport. So I don't know squat about it.
Okay.
But I do have information. I could be wrong, but addiction. Talking about this is a highly addictive thing. To the best of my knowledge, by definition, a true addiction is defined by once you take this away, whatever this is, there are withdrawals. That is the true, as I understand it, that's the true definition of addiction.
Or you cannot stop doing it. I think that would be another definition.
Maybe that adds to it. That's strictly a psychological definition that I'm talking about. So just curious, if you don't go through withdrawals, are you really addicted?
Well, if you have to do it, in other words, it's so part of you, you've got to go do it. And if you don't do it, something's wrong, and you'll do anything to go do it. That's when you get to gambling addiction, and we've had people here who've had gambling issues before, and that's what they'll tell you, is that, you know, I just could not stay away from the casino.
I see. So that would probably make some good decisions, but they don't necessarily go into trembles and what have you if they're not doing it.
Well, you know, I think actually they could have that. I think there's an extreme cases, but what they're doing is they're taking their money, withdrawing it out of IRA accounts, and going to the casino and gambling and lying about it.
I got you.
I mean, there's an element on some of these daily sites that is you could be gambling. I mean, this is directly from Wikipedia about DraftKings. They said the contests include beginner contests for novice players, step contest, where players win tickets at different levels to advance to the next level, multipliers, or known as boosters, which allow players to quickly boost their entry fee by earning higher scores, three-man leagues, 50-50 contests, where players win by finishing in the top half of their league, head-to-head contests, where two players face each other on a given day, and guaranteed prize pools, tournaments where a smaller number of players can win a larger amount. It sounds like there's all sorts of different ways to play, and there are cheap, probably free play ways to play, and then, you know, more expensive ways to play. You can put more money up.
I got you. Okay, hey, information's a good thing. And I appreciate it.
Wayne, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you.
Y'all have a great day.
Thanks. Bye now. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything.
Dan Black Studio's processing facility is in Montgomery. Unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The Dan Morris Show.
Is this where we are? Let me see those clips. The Pelosi and AOC contest here. This, and let me tell you something that's happening here. This is getting now, getting the out of control situation. And when I look at all these news stories and how the media is playing this, it is so irresistible to the media not to play this. And they're doing damage to the Democrats by airing these stories. But it reminds me of the 60s and 70s. When you have people, the baby boomers were dealing with the adults. And the baby boomers that were kind of like, you know, love, sex, and rock and roll type thing, anti-war, and because they didn't want to get drafted and get sent over to Vietnam and get shot. And so to them, it's like, this is a no-brainer. Don't go to Vietnam or get out of Vietnam. And then to the adults, it was kind of, no, this is what America does, is save people and this kind of stuff. And so there was a total disconnect.
Right.
And I think that's where we are with AOC and Tlaib and Presley and the whole nine yards, is that the way they see the world is so different than the way two generations up from them, i.e. Nancy Pelosi, sees the world. They see it in the very ideological, this is what we need to be doing. This is where we need to be going.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we believe, and this is what we're going to go do. It's part of our belief system. Very similar to the anti-war protesters and the folks of the 60s and 70s. So let's start out with the Pelosi and Scholes, the progressive, and this is a kind of a commentary piece from Fox and Friends. I normally don't run these, but I think it's an interesting discussion.
Yesterday, up on Capitol Hill at a closed-door breakfast, the Democratic caucus all got together, and Nancy Pelosi had something she wanted to say. And essentially, she was, keep in mind, it was a couple of days ago, she took a shot at those four super progressive freshman women on the Democratic side, who use a lot of Twitter, and AOC and company, also known as the Squad. So Nancy Pelosi reportedly said to everybody, hey, listen, we are a family. You got a problem? Don't tweet about it. And here's the verbatim. She said, so again, you got a complaint, you come and talk to me about it. But do not tweet about our members and expect us to think that that is just okay.
Well, AOC responded. She was had that radio interview with the New York host, and she was talking about her relationship with Nancy Pelosi. She said, basically, there is none. We don't have a relationship. And she said she thinks she's questioning whether or not Nancy Pelosi and leaders in the House are keeping her super busy, because they said they've assigned her to so many busy committees, four subcommittees. She said, I'm wondering if this is purposely busy work. I was given strenuous committee assignments. She's wondering if this is calculated. She says her hands are full.
So AOC thinks that Nancy Pelosi loaded her up with committee assignments and busy work to kind of keep her off the streets and of Twitter. But this is, when you listen to this, this is such a disconnect of the way AOC and Nancy Pelosi goes, you know, little one, this isn't the way we do things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you heard that from your parents when you were growing up.
Sure.
And we certainly, the baby boomers certainly heard that. And you know, you just don't understand. How many times have you heard that in your life? You just don't understand. That's not the way things are done. And this is a classic example of that to me. A classic example. Let's go to the phones to go to Bill. Did you want to comment?
Yeah,
how you doing? Let's go to Bill.
Okay, let's go to Bill.
Hey, I watched the Acosta speech, and I'm just wondering, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but it seems like he answers questions to the media, and they come back and ask the same question. Did you get that?
You're talking about for Acosta, or you're talking about Trump, or who?
Acosta. Like yesterday when he had his...
Yeah, they were doing everything they could to try to trip him up, without a doubt.
But don't they learn from what he's saying and change their questions, or they just have their questions written down? They're going to say them no matter what.
No, well, they're just going to keep asking the same question to try to get for him to mess up.
Well, I think he did a good job. I guess the only thing that worries me is when Epstein went into jail, he got furloughs every day. That's the only thing that bothers me.
Yeah, but he said he didn't have anything to do with that. He said it was supposed to, instead of 13 months, it was supposed to be 18 months. Right. He was supposed to actually be in prison, be in jail.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye.
So let's continue on with the this Pelosi and the discussion that was on Fox and Friends. And she scolds the squad, and then the squad goes to Washington Post and kind of rants with them. That means Ocasio Cortez.
Breakfast meeting where Nancy Pelosi said, you got a problem? You come to me, you don't tweet. Then she spoke to the Washington Post. And the headline is, outright disrespectful, four House women struggle as Pelosi isolates them. And here's the quote from AOC. When these comments first, and she's talking about comments from the speaker. When these comments first started, I kind of thought that she, Nancy Pelosi, was keeping the progressive flank at more of an arm's distance in order to protect more moderate members, which I understood. But the persistent singling out, it got to a point where it was just outright disrespectful. The explicit singling out of newly elected women.
We're going to cut that one down too fast. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to go to our top hour break. Be back final hour of the Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Yeah.